And our first topic is shoe shopping, yes. Leonardo, what can you tell us about shoe shopping?
I don't know. I'm not very good.
Failing that, what can you tell us about IAS 28? Let's do that. Paper number 12.
Yes. Good morning.
Morning.
Agenda paper 12 deals with the impairment of investment in subsidiary, associate, and joint venture in separate financial statements. The issue is whether an entity in its separate financial statement should apply the provision OS 36 or IAS 39 to test its investment carried at cost for impairment. We support the IAS 36 impairment model for three reasons. The first one is that, in our view, the scope paragraph of IAS 36 and IAS 39 are clear. Investment accounted for in accordance with IAS 39 are within the scope of IAS 39. Investment accounted for at cost are outside of the scope of IAS 39 are within the scope of IAS 36. The second one is that, in our view, to be consistent with the latest thinking of the board, an entity should apply IAS 36 in testing investment accounted for a cost for impairment, because IFRS 9 deleted the IAS 39 impairment model for financial asset accounted for a cost. The third one is that, on the basis of our outreach with national standard setters and regulators, the issue is widespread in five jurisdictions. In these five jurisdictions, there is not divergence in practice. Investment carried at cost are tested for impairment in accordance with IAS 36. Consequently, we recommend the committee should not add this issue to its agenda. We are asking the committee if they agree with our recommendation and if they have comments on the proposed tentative agenda decision as shown in Appendix A of the paper. Thanks.
Comments? Ross?
I agree with the conclusion. It's just that I can't see this conclusion in the wording for the rejection. The penultimate paragraph says the committee observes that this issue is not widespread and did not expect there to be diversity in practice. The committee noted that IAS 36 provides sufficient guidance to address the issue submitted. Does that mean that we are stating that IAS 36 applies? For me, it's not clear. So I would like the rejection to be clearer.
Andrew?
Yeah, that was my point, really. That second paragraph was a bit vague. I mean, I agree with where the staff's ended up, and 36 is the right answer. I just think we should say that's the right answer and give some of the reasoning in the paper.
Do we need the reference to
No, I don't think so.
We don't need. Okay.
May I register my same comment on the third paragraph as I have in the past? Yeah. Okay. Okay, gentlemen, I think we need to rework. I think the committee is agreeing with the conclusion, but not with the communication. So we need to rework that.
And given that I think it's fairly straightforward as to what your view is, that we will make that amendment in the draft IFRIC update that we circulate to you later today and finalize it on that basis if you're in agreement.
Thank you very much.
You realize, Leonardo, that based on your performance this meeting, we're going to need you for all issues.
All right.
Okay. I thought I saw him walk in, but maybe he stepped back out again.